Number 97. The Indigenous Cultures. The history of European imperialism has a long record of indiscriminate treatment of individuals and indigenous peoples around the world. There is indisputable evidence, once considered purely inductive, of the inequity suffered by so many native cultures because of the ineffectual way they tried to defend themselves. This ineffable suffering of the local people has led to all manner of social breakdown, not the least being inebriety, and the inebriated condition of so many native people. Imperialism has left an ineffaceable mark on these once industrious cultures, and broken their indomitable spirit, inflicting upon many of them a lifetime of indolence. It is an ineluctable conclusion that much of the attitude of the imperialist forces was based on the belief of inerrancy and the inelasticity in which they dealt with local communities. This inept approach led to a totally indulgent behavior where the imperialists tried to forcibly indoctrinate the natives into European ways and customs. By European standards, many of the native cultures were considered indigent, and the imperialists were indifferent to the indignity which they inflicted on those societies. The indigence of so many of these people often led to their indenture as slaves for indeterminate periods. The indispensability of the slave trade, particularly from Africa, became an indurate factor indicative of the callous disregard for human suffering by the imperialist countries. Slave traders would often indulge in cruel punishment as a means to induce obedience. Many contemporary missionaries were to indict the record of this treatment of the slaves, and it was an indubitable fact that the slaves were ineligible for any measure of human kindness. The slave trade was especially important to the early American economy, and it became an indissoluble part of the American cotton and tobacco industries. As it turned out, the slaves were far from indolent, and their indignation was finally expressed with the advent of America's Civil War. Even though many slaves were often kept inebriate, they remained indignant about their treatment, but were generally unable to do anything to improve their conditions. With the induction of President Lincoln, the political mood changed to indicate an intolerance of slavery. Laws were eventually passed to indict the plantation owners of the southern states. Even though there were adequate statistical indices to confirm the inhumane treatment of slaves, the ineptitude and vested interests of some government officials led to a long delay before the government could successfully induct the Afro-American into modern society.